Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. Bubble Boy is threatening to join us soon as well. He's a little bit behind schedule, as usual.
Some lame excuse.
Something about a digestive order. You know, they don't call him Bubble Boy for nothing.
Different than me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Really? What did he tell you?
He told me it was his niece's birthday or something.
Oh, that's a euphemism.
A likely story.
For a digestive issue.
Oh, is that like dropping the kids off at the pool?
Right.
Dropping your niece off at the birthday party.
We don't need...
Whoa.
Hey now.
Is it because of chocolate cake?
That is another euphemism, and I don't want to even get into it. So we're going to leave that lie, because, you know, if we go any deeper, it'll just create issues.
No deeper.
No. And, you know, I'm slightly jet lagged still from my adventure.
Don't give me
that.
That was, when did you get back?
Got back Tuesday.
All right. You're milking it too many days.
5 days.
It doesn't take you 5 days.
But I was totally upside down. I mean, I was.
You know how weak that makes you sound.
I'm drinking coffee though. So I'm pretty much.
I'll give you 2 days. I'll even give you 3 days to get your sleep back.
Hey, look, if you had kicked in my fins over the last 2 weeks, you wouldn't be whining like you are right now.
This I'm not whining. I don't buy your. I'm jet lagged.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm a little bit.
You don't
still
look
recovering.
Jet lagged. You don't look tired.
I look fresh. I look good.
As a daisy.
Thank you. That's what German beer and Kill the Beach will do for you.
Okay.
That's the drink. That's the drink they have in Germany at the boot show.
Kill the Beach?
Yeah. Kill the Beach. Something like it's kind of like Jägermeister. But it's slightly different. It's what the locals drink, and so, you know, I had to partake. You know, that was before spending a week in the Maldives with whale sharks, manta rays, and nurse sharks that were kind of dive bombing this sandy shoal there and on one of the sites in the Maldives. Amazing trip. So I got a lot to talk about today and kind of give you a little bit more behind the scenes of what happened on my adventure last
couple. Did you cover
of weeks.
That like last week?
Well, I did, but now that I have you to sit there and rub it into.
Oh, God. Why?
Say, hey, man,
why?
You should have been there. We did this.
Why
we did
do
that.
I subject myself to this torture?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you come back from a big adventure like that, you get to rub it in to all your friends. Say, hey, losers, guess you should have been there. You should have seen this. It was pretty amazing. But don't feel left out, CJ. There's plenty of other folks that I'm going to be able to, you know, do that to, connected via the web today. So we have Casey the Tobacco Nut. We have Barry the Bugger. We got Captain Walt DeMartini, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, and even Brittany the Aqua Gypsy. And I say,
fail.
No.
Milena.
Oh, it's Milena. Oh, what am I sounding? Okay.
Oh, right? Wow.
Don't worry, guys. He's jet lagged.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. Jet lagged.
That's what that's what happens.
Great. I have a question.
Okay. Casey is up first. Yes,
okay.
Casey.
Okay. Did you actually drink beer out of a boot?
I absolutely did not. Why would you do such a thing? No way. I'm not going
to
do that.
Well, how come do the Jaeger shot? Like, oh, that's what you do there, but you won't do the boot thing.
Well, first of all, it wasn't Jägermeister. It was Kid Week. That's what it is.
You know what? Are you going to let Milena rub in her dive stories as well?
Yeah, she has. She's the only one who can kind of come back on me and say, well, look, Greg, I did this.
Yeah.
She just got back from the Bahamas.
I saw some stuff on Facebook. She was doing some cool stuff, yeah, too. So you're not the only one.
Well, you know, I'm going to be gentlemanly about it and allow her to, you know.
I want to hear about that more than
a proper retort.
More than I want to hear about yours.
Well, Milena, thanks for being with us today. First off, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Not as jet lag as you, but well, yeah. My travel wasn't far.
Yeah, she didn't have to go halfway around the world like I did.
I think mine was a 35-minute flight.
Yeah, but Casey wants to know if you drank beer out of a boot. That could happen in Bimini, actually.
Yeah, you know, I did see a lot of lost shoes, a lot of lost flip-flops too, Jerry.
Right.
Did you not bring some of them home?
Yeah, of course. That's a whole nother story that we don't even want to go into.
No, many stories.
Yeah, but you
great
did. We'll tease it at this point because I got a lot to talk about. Can you hang with us for a while, Milena?
Because absolutely.
I have some stuff I got to talk to you as a professional mermaid because that's what she does in her real life as well. As run a dive shop and travel around the world. And I assume you dove with tiger sharks last week. And
hammerheads, actually. Okay. We almost got a chance to see a tiger shark. We heard one was hanging out, but we didn't get to see her.
All right, but you had the hammers. Nice.
Oh, a lot.
Because it is hammerhead season in Bimini. So we will get to that. But I got to talk to Milena first about some mermaid stuff. And going back to the boot show in Germany, which, by the way, was phenomenal.
Did you go to Germany?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't heard.
Oh, really? You should listen to the show.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. All right. That's enough out of you. No, here's the thing. The boot show was spectacular. 9 full halls of anything from surf-related stuff, boat-related stuff, and, of course, diving stuff. And they had 2 big dive tanks, at least 2, maybe even 3. And one of them had a friggin' mermaid in it. And she had a whole little shtick going on, Milena. She was, this was Mermaid Cat from...
I know Mermaid Cat.
Do you? Okay. She's, I guess, originally from Germany. Well, no, she's originally from Australia, but she operates out of Germany or something. But she has a whole empire over there.
She's done a lot. She's grown. Yeah.
Yeah. She's, she has quite a shtick going.
Now, what is the German word for mermaid? Did you learn that?
Mermaid.
Oh, wait, I got that one.
Yeah.
Hubba, you do. Hubba.
Hubba, hubba. evidently, Jerry the Diver Guy speaks the international language of mermaid. And hubba hubba means what exactly?
Oh, my God. Look how gorgeous she is.
Huh. Okay. That's the American translation.
Hands on the counter, Jerry. Hands where we can see him.
This is another reason why you can only see Jerry. Or no, you can't see Jerry.
It's too late. Sorry, CJ.
You only see CJ and myself on Facebook Live, the video feed.
No, however, you've got to find a way to work all them in. That would be it.
No, Cat, Mermaid Cat, she was really good at her mermaiding thing, but she was doing a lot of free diving and entertaining the kids and the ladies.
I have a question for Milena.
I got a little selfie with her, too.
I have a mermaid question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Milena, do you have to wear some kind of special makeup that doesn't come off in water, or will any makeup do?
No, they have a mucous membrane.
I'm asking her.
Oh.
He can't.
Well, I had to agree to that too. I mean, it is special, but I always joke if it takes turpentine to take it off, I'll wear it because it'll stay.
Wow. That's commitment.
Yeah.
So anything oil based?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, when it comes to performing underwater, anything that's oil based that has a good, strong pigment will stay for a fair long time. And of course, you can't touch your face at all while you're swimming. No rubbing those eyes.
Yes. But you want to be slippery.
Slippery and sexy looking underwater. Yes.
Well, you know.
You got way too excited.
You guys can't see this on the radio, but the look he gave me when he said slippery.
No, I'm just.
You got to be slippery.
Okay. Well, only the people on Facebook Live video feed will see that.
Well, they can't see your annoyed. Face, can they?
Yeah, they kind of can. Absolutely. No, I mean, the thing is, she did a great presentation, needs to bring that to the States. But that's what you do, too, right, Milena?
Yeah.
When you're doing your mermaid thing? I mean, but they had this.
Actually, we both do live performances, and we also, well, she puts on more of a mermaid school now, where right. I do like mermaid retreats and like portfolio workshops.
Yeah.
But she's actually kind of got her old mermaid cat school going on.
Yeah, it's kind of nutty. I mean, she has a whole empire over there across the
planet. Yeah, yeah. I first met her years ago when she used to perform in, I think it was Phuket.
Phuket. Huh.
Which we always mispronounce.
Hmm.
Greg, in Mermaid Cat's show over there in Germany, did she incorporate the schnitzel?
I only saw a short little clip of what she was doing. She did a whole little like Egyptian underwater thing, and she had this routine that she like stick her tongue out and make faces at people. And I don't know, it's kind of a you probably do that too, Milena, but I hadn't seen it because. You know, the thing is, they had this tank set up, and she was in it, and it was very visible, and you'd look through one of the, you know, they had those big portholes that people were going up and getting their picture taken with a mermaid while she was underwater. So it was kind of cool, and she did a great job. So, I don't know, and she waved to me underwater, so we're close personal friends now.
That was a one-finger salute.
No way.
She's waving your wife through the glass.
No, I don't think that's right.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Mermaid Cat.
What are you doing here?
You can check me out at mermaidcat.com.
Holy moly!
In the meantime, keep listening to Scuba Radio.
Uh-huh.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
That's some language you got there.
Now here's a guy. If he was a merman...
But why would you even say that?
I might let him penetrate the mucous membrane of my mermaid hair.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Greg, the dive master!
Yes, master!
Now get away from me, you sick bastard!
You are one sick bastard. You know that, but I like your style.
Oh, well, thank you. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Yeah, and that was Mermaid Cat. I don't know who those other clowns were making smart-ass comments and stuff. Very inappropriate.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh. I have CJ in the studio. And then connected via the web, we have Casey the Tobacco Nut. We got Barry the Bugger. We got Vinny Two Tanks. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, and of course, Mermaid Melena. Rounding out the grid to kind of offset this sausage party we got going on.
Schnitzel.
I mean, that's what it's schnitzel. Whoa.
Well, on that accord, Greg.
Yeah. Foul.
Yeah,
on that accord, I want to say a big shout out to my girl, Kristen.
Yeah, where is she? I thought she was going to join us today.
She got called into work.
Ah, work.
Yeah, she that's heard Jerry was going to be here and ran off.
Yeah, well, that was either way. No, that's okay. I mean, she's got to make a buck. But yeah, we got Melena, and she's representing stateside mermaiding, at least today, on top of everything else, getting back from Bimini. But yeah, I got to say the boot show was amazing. Seeing Mermaid Cat do her thing. We'll talk about some of the other, you know, stuff that I saw diving wise, including the videos, which, by the way, I just posted the first video from my DiveVolk housing that I used for my iPhone.
Did it work?
Yeah, it's up on Facebook Live. You would know this, Barry, if you're paying attention. Listen, Barry!
No, I cannot.
Oh, that's right. Watch, Barry, watch!
Wait, Barry's
going to be on the...
Yeah.
In Barry's defense.
No, wait, he has a defense? No, he doesn't.
In Barry's defense.
He's not jet lagged.
Is that the one you just posted in the commercial break like a minute ago?
Right.
So how would he have seen that already?
By paying attention.
No, by not paying attention.
Did you know about it? Did you know about it?
Only because you told me and I watched
it.
Right,
exactly. What do you want from me? Jeez.
Put it on the Scuba Radio website.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm posting it on Facebook.
It's on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the nurse.
But it's literally only been up there like 2 minutes.
Right. But it's the fastest I've ever gotten video clips up from a trip that I've been on.
It really is.
Because, you know, I filmed all my stuff with a iPhone 11 Pro Max that I took down in this new DiveVolk housing that I've been talking about the last couple of weeks. And I talked to Kay and Lewis there at the boot show. They were representing DiveVolk at the event. And I got to say, it worked like a charm. And I put my phone in this housing for the week on the boat and didn't take it out the entire week because you can charge right through the housing. You can charge that wireless charger you have on the desk right there, CJ.
Yep.
I had that on the boat on the Emperor Explorer in the Maldives. So I'd come up from my dive, take my cell phone, just set it down on the charger, be good for the next dive. And then I could sit there and I could preview what I'd shot on that dive, you know, delete this video, edit a little bit if
it
I wanted.
It charges through the mucous membrane?
No, that's a different thing. That's a mermaid thing.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. I mean, Melena knows this. She's a mermaid. I mean, but just
I don't have a shell phone.
You don't have a shell phone? Well, but you have mucous membrane on your
phone. Charges on the mucous membrane on the scales. Yes.
Okay. But you know, like parrotfish, you know, they excrete this mucus to create a ball sack that they swim into.
Oh,
sleep.
Danger.
When they go to sleep.
Will Robinson.
That's
danger.
What they do. That's the, what do you, well, CJ's passing out here. I don't get this. I don't understand what is wrong with this man, Melena, but I think he might be having a stroke, which is radio gold, I'll tell you. Anyway, yeah. So, you know, the thing is, the DiveVolk housing worked really, really well, though. So I got to give hats off to those folks. If you want to check it out, DiveVolk.com is the website you can go to. It's also available on Amazon. So you can buy this housing for your cell phone. It's universal housing. But what sets it apart from all the other housings out there is that it has this membrane system, or squishy back, as I like to call it, that allows access to all the controls on your cell phone. And that really is a game changer, because every time you come out with a new phone or an upgrade on your operating system for your cell phone, you know, your housing's is obsolete, because they'll change the button locations and then the little levers inside this housing won't work. But in this type of membrane system, that they have this little liquid filled a backing cover that goes up against the screen of your phone, it allows you to have access to all the controls. And it's pretty cool. And it worked really well. So you'll start, you're going to start seeing some videos up at the Scuba Radio Facebook page. Maybe even during the, you know, the rest of the show here. I put up the first one with nurse sharks, which I observed this bizarre behavior. I doubt you saw this with the hammerheads and Bimini, Milena, but the nurse sharks in the Maldives were coming in and kind of dive bombing this sandy shoal on one of the dive sites. And they were coming down and like scratching themselves. And it was really weird. But they'd like cruise in, and it was like, you know, coming in for a crash landing. They go, and then they roll around in the sand. It was really bizarre behavior.
Mucus membrane.
There was no mucus. They might have been rubbing it off. I don't know. Barry, what say you, Barry?
Yeah, I just saw that. So that was with your iPhone and that new case?
And the new Divulk housing. How about
this? Listen, Barry.
It really did come out good.
Well, thank you. There you go.
That was with your phone.
It did.
It was with my phone, yes.
It came out really nice.
Well, thank you. Finally, he caught up with you, CJ. How about that?
No, I wanted to see the video. I already put a comment.
No, he was bored. He was tired of what we were saying on the radio. So he said, well, I'll just go watch
this.
You
give him
this.
Crap for not looking at Facebook and paying attention to the show. Then he goes and finds and watches the video, and you give him more crap.
Yeah, well, I'm used to it.
Well, that's not crap.
Just ignore him,
Barry. That's called support.
I do.
Just support.
Anyway. Milena dove with hammerheads. So you didn't
when
see
are we
him.
Going?
Well, I don't know. I have to talk to Milena and find out, you know, if she scared them all away. What do you think there, Milena? No?
No, I think this mermaid brought them in.
Well, are you sure? Because last time we put mermaids and big sharks together, the mermaid scared the sharks away. Were you mermaiding there in Bimini at all or no?
No, I was scuba sharky pretty much this trip. Mermaid tails came home.
All right. Well, cool. Well, we got to talk more about that little adventure and, of course, more about the Maldives, more about the boot show in Germany. We got tons of stuff coming up here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I think I just posted a second video. This one is of manta rays that we encountered there in the Maldives. And I got to say, it was pretty impressive stuff for sure. What is that? What's
shut
going
up.
On?
Shut up, Siri. Your phone's talking to you.
Yeah, don't even say the word. You can't say that word. In the studio here, she'll go crazy.
Well, she was already talking.
Yes. What's the matter?
She heard some word that set her off. I wonder what.
Mucus membrane.
Down.
Was that it? That could have been it. I don't know. But anyway, so I'll try to get that up if it's not there on the Facebook page soon. Mantas. And then coming up, the grand finale will be a little video clip of the whale sharks that we swam with. But we got Mermaid Milena, who just got back from Bimini. So we'll talk to her first. Mermaids always take precedence here on Scuba Radio. Even though you were not mermaiding, you were sharking, because it's Milena Sharky is her name, or Mermaid Sharky, or Mermaid Milena is what, I don't know. You take it, but she likes sharks. You like sharks. That's the bottom line, right, Milena? Yeah?
Absolutely. Love me some sharks.
Right. Now, was that the first time you ever got up close and personal with hammerheads, or what?
Hammerheads, yes. Been with other sharks, but hammerheads, wow.
How big did you experience over there with Neil Watson Jr.? What do you think?
I think the one that we had, his name was Atlas, and almost 14 foot.
Nice.
Wow.
That's a big-ass shark right there.
Huge.
Yeah. So
his tail looked real small.
Now, did you have Neil Watson Jr. as your dive guide when you were there last week?
He was there.
All right, good. Because he really knows how to wrangle those hammerheads. He seems to have a real relationship with a lot of the regulars, whether it's Atlas or God knows who else.
They know how to bring those sharks in. It was amazing. We about had, I think we had 6 feeding the first dive, and we had a total 7. And then I think we had the next day that we were able to go out, we had, I think, 7 feeding.
Nice. Sharky for Sharky, I think is what she's trying to say. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Building 12. What's in there, Schultz?
Herr Kommandant, powdered milk, eggs, and cases of beer.
That's not important.
Beer is not important?
Somewhere.
I could store it in my barracks.
I don't care what you do with it. Just get Building 12 ready for these officers.
You're more, Herr Kommandant. At once.
Beer is not important?
There is a show.
Who are you?
We call Scuba Radio.
I want to know what's going on, and I want to know right now.
So get below.
What do you want from me?
Now it's Scuba Radio.
I would like to talk to somebody.
We rock on Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That would have been CJ doing his best Scorpions impression. We did that just for the boot show in Germany. And I will say, all the people that heard it just kind of turned away and walked away in disgust. But
I have that effect.
Yeah. But still, it was the effort that we were trying to connect with our German listeners. We had that common bond of diving and not so much on the music side of things.
Kommen Sie!
Next time he goes back to Germany, they're going to see his face and say, no, come in.
Okay.
Nein!
There's that. But I will say, they got great beer in Germany. Man.
Duh.
Really good beer. But they're good divers, too. I met a lot of cool folks there at the boot show in Germany. Milena, have you ever went to that part of the world, by the way? I mean, there's not much diving in Germany, but I'll tell you, I was surprised how big the community of divers is over
yet,
there.
But I'd like to get out to some of those really big indoor pools they've got going on. A lot of free diving with those. I mean, it seems like you go to these random cold inland places to these big mega pools.
Right. Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, we got Big Wave Dave who travels around the States and does the Go Dive Now pool, which does great work. And it's about 20 by 40 feet, you know, only about 4 or 5 feet deep, though. This pool they had at the boot show in Germany in Dusseldorf was probably, I'd say it was at least 10 to 15 feet deep. And it was smaller, but it was taller and obviously lent itself more to doing some diving type of thing. So they had divers in there. They had mermaids in there. They were doing some demonstrations and things. And then in the side of the walls, they'd have these giant portholes that you could watch what was going on in the tank and get a good view of, you know, what they were doing and that kind of thing.
Greg, also.
Yeah, that's cool.
Say that again, Milena. What's that?
Being able to see through a porthole and see the divers and see the mermaids, that's just a really cool pool.
Yes. Well, you know, for Mermaid Cat, it was real easy for her to signal security, like, please take care of that guy. You know, that kind of thing.
Greg, just got off the a text from the documentary crew that was documenting your trip to Germany.
Yeah.
They have decided on a title.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And?
Oh, no.
A douchey dork in Dusseldorf.
It's not that funny.
So I gave him the thumbs up. I mean, I don't have final approval.
It's only going to air in Curacao, where douchey is considered a compliment.
A douchey dork in Dusseldorf.
Right.
It's kind of alliterative.
But it is going to play exclusively in Curacao.
No, it's going to play online, so it's all over the world.
No, I don't think that's accurate.
That'll be the second movie he's in.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
And he was a drunken tourist in both.
Yeah, maybe. It's quite possible. Didn't take much of that German beer to get you there faster, if you know what I mean. But, you know, I'll tell you, I met a lot of cool folks. And it's nice when you travel around the world and you have that common bond of diving that brings us together. And I kid, but I'm actually pretty serious. If everybody just go diving, the world wouldn't have any wars. We'd all get along because it's amazing.
Whatever, hippie.
Yeah. Well, but it is amazing what you end up doing when you have that common bond of diving. You start talking about all the fish in this part of the world or that part of the world, and next thing you know, you're hanging out and having some kill the bitch.
So I have a question, Greg.
That's what it's called. You guys are laughing, but it's the God's honest truth. That's the name of the drink, okay? It's like it's a German kind of Jägermeister. I guess they drink Jägermeister over there. And then you walk out. They even have on the bars. I sent this picture to Jerry the diver guy on the bar windows. Like when you go through the door, you know, it says drunken. And so I said, "Who's drunken?" Every time I walked into one. And they all looked at me like, we need to deport this guy.
A douchey dork.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a pretty good segment for the show.
So I have a question, Greg.
Yes, go ahead, Casey.
Did you increase or decrease our listenership while you were there?
Ooh, that's a tough decision. That's really tough to call.
I think he may have increased it some.
Well,
probably a wash.
Probably a wash.
For how many we lost, you know, probably gained a count.
Yeah.
They got to find out when the release of the movie is.
Well, maybe. Some of them are going to wait for the movie, I have a feeling, maybe, before they listen. I don't know. You know, everybody was really cool that I met, and that goes for everybody on the boat in the Maldives, too. We were, our crew, well, it was, you know, me, Jerry, well, Jerry the Beatty guy. We figured. Beatty Jerry guy. Beatty.
Who's Dive
Training Magazine. Yeah. Yeah, Bubble Boy came up with that little tidbit this week, and here he's not even here to take credit.
Unbelievable.
That bastard.
Greg?
Yes, Barry.
What? Okay, this was also a dive show. What was there anything interesting over there as far as equipment was concerned that you haven't seen here yet?
Well, absolutely. They had the, the dive old
good housing. Question, Barry.
And I also picked up a big blue dive light. Which I hadn't really worked with those folks before, but they were exhibiting there at the boot show in Germany, and I needed something to enhance, you know, the video that I was going to take with my cell phone and that Divulk housing, right? So I needed a special connector. They had everything right there at the big blue booth, which was right next to the Divulk folks. And Oscar, the guy who runs that operation, was real nice. And I mean, I'll tell you, the Big Blue has like, they must have had 50 different types of dive lights that you can get. But the one I ended up getting, I wanted something bright enough that would make a difference underwater during the day. You don't really need a whole lot of light on a night dive. You get by with, you know, 700 lumens or 500 lumens. But during the day, if you really want to light up a reef and bring out the colors, it really, a dive light or a video light will make a huge, huge difference. And I was looking for something, you know, to take on the trip to the Maldives. So I was talking to them, and they had one, believe it or not, the dive light technology has just gone through the roof. They had one that was 60,000 lumens.
Yeah, but how long does it run, or how big's the battery pack on that?
Well, I'm just telling you that is brighter than the
in a backpack.
Yeah, that one was a big one. I mean, we're talking like stuff that'll blind you. But but it used to be like 500 lumens was more than, you know, typical. I got one that was 10,000 lumens. It was very small. It was only about, you know, the size of a, I don't know, what would you say, about a hot dog. Okay, a Frankfurter. If you're in Germany, you'd say Frankfurter.
Okay.
But this thing was 10,000 lumens. The most I'd ever taken down before was 5,000, and that was with two dive lights. So this is one dive light, 10,000 lumens, 120 degree view or you know, field of a beam. So it's plenty broad enough to light up anything. And this thing was crazy underwater. But I'm telling you, you had to be careful not to shine it in anybody's eyes. And don't look at the light, whatever you do.
And you have to run those underwater because they'll get too hot?
A little bit. It's they don't get that hot because they're all LEDs and stuff now. So I don't think that is you don't have to worry about it as much. This particular one that I got though, Barry, I think you're supposed to. So, okay, but
60,000 lumens.
Well, the one I got is 10,000. But
what
still,
was there 60,000?
60,000. It was about the size of a coffee can, a little bit smaller than a coffee can. But that's crazy. I mean, 60,000 lumens. This is insane. That's where I'm saying the technology has gotten so nuts as far as how much light you can take down underwater now. So for professional, TV
60,000 lumens would be roughly equivalent to old Greg lifting up his skirt.
Oh, you know what? That's probably pretty accurate, but no, it's not. What am I saying? No, that is not accurate at all.
Hey, Greg.
It doesn't glow. Yes, go ahead.
Did the power grid in Germany, dim or go down when everyone had to charge these lights?
Well, no, because they're so efficient. They're using these real high-tech LEDs things now that are they take very little energy. And so that's one of the reasons why they're able to get so much power out of these lights. They're extremely efficient. They charge quick, and they're lighter and that kind of thing, too. So I was just, the technology is just, just in the last 3 years is remarkable. BigBlueDiveLights.com. Check them out. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the Top Down at Explore Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're going.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ are in the studio, as you can plainly see on Facebook Live today. And then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, which is connected via the web. That includes Casey the Tobacco Nut, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, Barry the Bugger, and even Mermaid Melina. So we're It's nice to be represented. Have a mermaid represented.
Get down with your bad self, Barry.
What is he dancing? Yeah, is that what he's doing?
I'm dancing.
He's raving.
Dancing music. I'm waiting for my Scuba Squad shirt.
Ah,
and now Melania's.
I thought he was having a seizure. But
no, he's fine.
He was having a conniption fit.
Yeah, okay.
Doctors have cleared him.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
When you're in the Maldives,
mm-hmm.
Amazing videos, by the way.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
You see the nurse sharks, the whale sharks, and the manta videos.
I haven't watched all three yet, but I did look at the mantas and the nurse sharks.
I saw
all three videos on YouTube and already commented.
Oh, how about that? All right, Barry,
you get a one-upper.
Barry gets a gold star.
Suck up.
I'll tell you what, I like I like to see one of those whale sharks one day because they do swim right off Fort Lauderdale here once in a while.
Every once in a while, we get those reports. We do.
That would be cool.
But what were you going to say?
Yeah. I wanted to say, so the videos are really, really cool, like you're there.
Yeah.
But what was the water temp like? Was it warm? Was it cold?
80.
No way.
Really? Yeah. That's the beautiful thing about the Maldives. The weather, every time I've been, this is like my fourth time to that part of the world. And it's just beautiful there.
And that's what, Indian Ocean?
Mm-hmm.
What was the water temp like? Was it warm? Was it cold?
80, oh, will you stop that?
Really?
Who's got a delay on? Who the hell? Turn your phone off. What the hell's wrong with you people? Somebody, what's that?
80.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to claim that one?
Nobody's going to fess up on that, are they? Well,
I think it might have been me. I had a browser open.
Okay. You
shame.
Melana's surfing porn while she does the radio show.
Sheesh.
Leave that to the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, Melana. Don't let them bring you down.
I think it's the coronas that's doing it to
her. All right. Anyway, the weather about the Maldives, you know, the first time I went to the Maldives, I had just been to the Galapagos a couple months earlier.
Wow.
And the Galapagos was amazing. It's like the Mount Everest of diving by far. I mean, everything you could ever imagine to see underwater, you will see in the Galapagos. And you owe it to yourself to plan that trip with Explore Adventures. However, the water is cold there. It doesn't really matter what time of year you go, especially for a warm water wuss like myself, it is cold. I mean, it varies anywhere from the low 60s to, you know, 75-ish maybe, if you're lucky, depending on the time of year. But that's cold for me. Now, some of the Northeast folks or cold water divers may think, we're wusses. Well, I admit it. I just said I'm a warm water wuss. But still, that is freaking cold, okay? You get to the Maldives.
Did you have to get a grass card for that?
Yeah, be quiet. You get the Maldives, and the thing is, you can see a lot of those same animals, not quite as condensed as you would in the Galapagos, but you know, you do get whale sharks. You get sometimes they have hammerheads during hammerhead season. So we were actually at the tail end of whale shark season. We got lucky just because the folks at Explore Adventures, Gabriel, our dive guide, if you heard me talking to him last week on the show, he's just really, really good, and he loves, you know, just taking people to show what they have there in the Maldives. So there's certain sites you can go to where they, you know, where the whale sharks are fairly common almost year round.
They're feral sharks.
Well, they could be. I didn't get that close. By the way, if you will look at the video of the mantas that I shot, you will be able to tell the sex of the manta. Just leave it at that.
No one's touching that one. We're going to let that one go.
Everybody's going to watch that video way closer now. Trust me.
No, we
so,
aren't.
Anyway.
That's a tail.
I don't think no. So, it's, you know, the thing.
Greg really liked filming that one.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, you know, the water is warm. The air temperature is like, you know, 80, 85. So, it's beautiful. And it's just very comfortable out on the water. And not to mention that the boat is spectacular. It's the nicest liveaboard dive boat I literally have ever been on. The Emperor Explorer there in the Maldives. Unbelievable dive platform for the week. Just amazing place to go. So, you know, if you want to go like upscale diving and just feel like you're pampered beyond belief, that's the place to go, is the Maldives. And you can just go in your trunks and a rash guard if that. And, you know, in Melena's case, you wouldn't have to wear nothing at all. God bless you for it, too.
Mermaid's happy.
That's right. It is very comfortable diving. There were some currents that we were dealing with on this particular itinerary. We were doing the central area, central south area, I believe, of the Maldives Islands. And that was new for me. And the other times I've been, I don't remember having as much current. We did a bunch of channel dives where we'd see sharks and things, and you'd hook in and use a reef hook, which is kind of a unique style of diving if you're not used to it, which I wasn't. I've only done it a couple times before. I didn't have my BC set up right. So when I was using the reef hook.
You didn't have your strap up your crotch.
Yeah. I needed a crotch strop.
Was it similar to our cavern stuff?
As far as
tying off?
What do you mean, cavern?
Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
We got to go.
Yeah, needed a crotch strop, though.
Hardware.
Yeah, yeah. You just see, you need a place to hook up your BC to in the middle, and my crotch strop would have provided that. And it would have felt extra snug in particular areas of your body that you probably would prefer. Anyway, that'll wrap up hour one. Hour two is on deck. Stay close. Just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.